WOSU and other public television stations around Ohio are trying to fill the education gap created by shuttered schools. Starting today, Ohio's PBS affiliates are changing their programming to add more shows with a focus on subjects like math and science. With me to talk about that is State School Superintendent Paolo Di Maria. Thanks for joining me.
Debbie, it's great to be with you.
This is part of a broader initiative to help students and parents who suddenly have to learn to become teachers. What all is being done?
We're never going to match what happens in the classroom, but to kind of keep kids on an educational trajectory. And so teachers got together and began to step up. But then we had outpourings of support from every corner of the state, including our public television stations. So they've gotten together and are mining the PBS content and have put together broadcast schedules that have opportunities for different grade levels, different subject areas. They're pulling from all the different PBS options that we are aware of in order to put together some materials and opportunities for students that, again, complement what teachers and school districts are trying to do in terms of maintaining some semblance of educational continuity.
A big reason this is happening is to help kids who don't have internet access at home and can't go to public places like the library.
Right, and this is where it's going to get interesting, because I think many of the public television stations are collaborating. So what we've been telling people is go to the website of your local PBS TV affiliate, and you'll find information about teaching resources and what the schedules are going to be like. And then it will be up to people to think through, okay, how can we make the connection between what teachers and the schools are trying to accomplish with students and making connections to the PBS content that's being put up there. The PBS stations have been in conversations already with teachers across the state so that they're not doing this in a vacuum.
As much as kids struggle to learn at home, it's also hard for factory workers and attorneys to suddenly become at-home teachers. How can these resources help parents who are also wrestling with this?
Right, absolutely, absolutely. And we realize that while that's a big negative, everybody's looking for opportunity. If I can get a book in a student's hands, if I can get some high quality content through their public television station available to a child, if I can do other things that don't require the internet, I can still create a fairly effective educational experience.
Anytime you have to keep kids at home, there's a chance some students just get lost. What are state officials doing to check on the most at-risk kids during this unprecedented time?
We recognize the professionalism, the caring, the compassion of all the wonderful and amazing teachers and other, you know, administrators and support staff across the state. As I'm watching social media and interacting with my colleagues across the state, I'm just hearing story after story after story of teachers, you know, either calling students, connecting with them virtually, sometimes even, parading through their neighborhoods just to make a connection without, you know, violating social distancing regulations and so forth and so on. So there's an all-out effort to make sure kids know that they're cared about, that we value their continued learning, and that we're providing resources and opportunities for them to continue their educational pursuits.
Governor DeWine said last week that schools could remain closed through the academic year. Have you been given any guidance from his office on when physical schools might reopen?
We have not. I've come to have such a strong belief in the professionalism and capability of our education community that, you know, my advice to people is everyone should be doing a little bit of contingency planning, right? And this is, you know, one of the challenges. This thing came upon us all very suddenly. But the way the education community has risen to the occasion has been amazing.
I've been talking with State School Superintendent Paolo Di Maria about the new learning service starting today that will be offered by WOSU-TV and other PBS stations in Ohio. You can learn more at wosu.org/classroom. Thanks again.
Thanks, Debbie.